This turns off a masculine man really fast. In this video, you will discover a more surprising fact that a lot of women do that actually almost destroy their chances with a masculine man, so that you don't do that and you get to actually receive the support and feeling cherished by him instead. Hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women, yes, all over the world, to get a connected, committed, and long-term relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Now, what masculine man makes them run for the hills is when a woman throws her reactive emotions at him instead of her authentic ones. Now, okay, let me actually talk about this. So in the emotional world, right, there's something called a reactive emotion. I call this a reactive emotion. And then there's also the authentic emotion, okay? Now, oftentimes it's much easier to express the reactive emotion, for example, anger, rage, frustration at the man, as opposed to the, let's say, vulnerable, authentic emotion, which in this particular case would be, for example, hurt. And so what I see women do, they say, well, Antje, I do express my emotions, but the man is actually not responding to them, right? Then I'm like, well, tell me, what emotions are you actually expressing, right? And they're like, well, I express my frustration, I express my this, and I express my that. And I'm like, and what's the response that you get from the man? And they're like, well, you know, he kind of like seems to tune out, or he kind of leans out. And why do you think that is? You know why that is? Because he doesn't feel connected, because it's not your authentic emotion. It's the emotion that you layer on top of it because you want to feel more powerful. Now, this is, of course, unconscious, so there's no pointing fingers here whatsoever. It's not only about helping you to raise more awareness and consciousness around how you're expressing yourself. And by the way, I was, of course, also doing that as well, I'm sure, when I met my husband, Brody. Now, when you express your authentic emotion, your vulnerability, right, your hurt, your sadness, whatever that is, the man will actually feel it, and he will feel connected, because that's the real emotion. And that will then want him devote himself to you, right? He will want to take care of you. He want to protect you. He will want to, you know, of course, marry you if that's what you want, and things like that, right? He wants to commit to you, and so on. And the reason why is because he actually trusts you. He's like an open heart, if that makes sense. So you feel safe enough to express himself authentically with you, right? He allows his heart to lead as well, because he knows he doesn't have to be scared that he's gonna get manipulated or that he gets attacked. Now, the next thing that makes a masculine man run for the hills is if you just try to avoid your vulnerability by sending him sweet nothings. So what I've seen with women is that they had, let's say, you know, a conversation that was maybe not as like comfortable, let's say, and they don't hear from the man. Okay, and again, they don't go into sharing what they actually really feel, which is fear, or potentially insecurity, or sad, or things like that, right? But instead, they send like little nothings that, who cares? Like, for example, you know, they send like a story about something they saw of someone, or, you know, they try to make a joke about something, and then they don't get a response. Now, why do you think they don't get a response? Because it's inauthentic. It's totally fake. You know, the man is like, wait a minute, we had this confrontation and this argument and or whatever, right? We had this discussion, and it actually pushed me already further away from you, because you were, you know, just like attacking me, things like that, right? Or dismissing me, right? A lot of women do that without even being aware of it. And just like the man feels disconnected and feels like, well, she's clearly not interested in me. And then the woman tries to make it up. And it's like, you know, you're not making it up by just sending something nonchalant, you know, just like a photo of something or a meeting. No, don't do that, girlfriend. You're not going to get a response back, right? Because what we've seen is then when a woman actually do like finally say, hey, you know, this is what I'm really feeling and why you're not getting back to me, because obviously the fake inauthentic text doesn't work, right? But of course, you do that because you want to stay safe. You don't want to be vulnerable. You don't want to get hurt, all the things. But when you actually make yourself vulnerable, the man will actually respond. We've seen this like over and over and over again. And so along the same lines goes beating around the bush, right? So men hate when you beat around the bush and you're not communicating, because it shows that you don't feel confident, that you don't value yourself, that you don't feel worthy of expressing your emotions. But then instead, you need to kind of water it down, use words like kind of or a little bit or anything like that, and you just kind of minimize your whole emotional experience. And it's so sad because he's actually ready to receive that. And it's sad because, yes, maybe you have communicated with men before who were emotionally unavailable and they were not ready to receive that. Again, I get it, right? I'm just like saying, when you really talk to a masculine man who's emotionally available, who's secure, who's grounded, right, he will actually want to talk what's going on. He will actually kind of wait for that, because otherwise he's going to feel disconnected. And so then when you beat around the bush and you just kind of talk about other things, very similar to point number two, which is all about, you know, sending sweet nothings to him, he will distance himself even more from you. He will also continue to lose trust and ultimately attraction. So hopefully by now you learned that actually leaning in and sharing yourself in the right way, sharing yourself vulnerably, is actually brings the man much closer than you think. Next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching session to get the committed, connected, and long-term relationship that you desire fast without frustration, loneliness, and wasting any more time by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com, or of course pop here into the description comment section as well, and you can grab the link there. Well, leave me a comment below as well. What are your takeaways from this video? Do you agree? Do you not agree? And I will talk to you in the next video. Take care. Bye-bye.